In this episode, my mom, Cynthia, expresses her praise and thanksgiving to God as she reflects on her remarkable recovery.
Hi, this is Cynthia. Thanks for following my story. You must be thinking that this is nearly the end. Well, not quite. The recovery of sight takes a very long time. The optic nerves have been squeezed for so long. It's hard to explain what I see. Although I can now see colors, there are still glares in some parts of my eyes. Over the coming weeks, the words look warped on the side when I'm reading. The intensity of colors is different on both eyes. If I could take a look at the inflammation of my eye muscles, all the swelling will probably petrify me. After the orbital radiation treatment, I was back in the eye specialist's office. My specialist mentioned that he was rather nervous to meet me, but I was excited to see him again, to let him know of the good news. I guess his nervousness indicates to me that medical knowledge is limited, therefore cannot predict with accuracy when it comes to our health. The visual, color, and peripheral tests showed remarkable improvement. The pressure in both eyes is good. He snipped off the edges of the surgical threads that were still sticking out from the sides of my eyes. I don't seem to have the tension headaches. He will start to wean me off from the steroids. By now, my face had become round like a moon due to the side effects of the steroids. So, it's good to be tapering off from steroids as soon as possible. In the ensuing weeks, I will do more sight tests, which continue to show the remarkable recovery. But I noticed something had developed. I started to have double vision when seeing in the distance. The double vision condition I have is called diplopia. The image is split into two and gets further apart when moved further away. My next hospital appointment found that my eyes are misaligned and is about 2 degrees off due to the inflammation in the eye muscles. Since the thyroid eye disease is still active, the specialist cannot do anything about it. He hopes that the double vision may just subside after a few months. In the meantime, I have to learn to cope with the double vision by closing one eye to focus in the distance. It's annoying, but this seems rather minor after almost losing sight. Wow, how my perspectives have dramatically changed when I've been through the worst. I can now start to enjoy some recreation time, playing board games with family and friends, reading, knitting, and getting back to planting terrariums. I can't drive yet, so I'm dependent on friends to come visit or bring me out. I am convinced that I've had divine intervention in my health crisis. The very fact that my optic nerves are recovering at a remarkable speed after such severity has proven that I had defied the medical prognosis. I'd like to share a voice memo I recorded to family and friends in the early part of the crisis. Listening to it reminded me of how far I've come since the disease escalated. Hello everyone, I just thought it would be easier to record once off and let everyone know what's been happening for the past 1 week and how I'm feeling right now, and also to thank everyone for their prayers and support. The trip to India was just simply outstanding, and it basically just smashed all of our expectations. And I think what we're really excited to share about the trip is seeing God's amazing, mighty hand at work. He truly is moving in different nations. I think we're really excited to be able to share when all the stuff with my health is resolved. Well, upon coming back from India, it just took a day after my steroid treatment stopped, and within more than, I think it was just within 24 hours on the day of my birthday when I woke up, suddenly experienced a severe deterioration of my eyesight. And what I mean by severe is that I can't drive, I can't read documents, looking at my phone is a struggle, and everything is just my sight is as if I'm wearing a veil, and there's someone like shining a torchlight in front of my eyes, and everything is foggy and the colors are dull, and I can't see well. And I think that the sudden change was too quick, and it was really hard to accept. I think the last 1 week has been one of the longest weeks I've ever experienced. But I thank God, I really thank God that He has orchestrated the speedy treatment, and also orchestrated the surgery, which will happen in a couple of days' time. It has been a very difficult week, I must admit, and but through it all, the prayers and just singing the praises throughout this difficult, challenging, uncertain time, has really kept me together. And so where things are at, I'm feeling a lot more calmer, a lot more sure. And I just want to encourage everyone that this is saying to Father God that this whole experience is something that, although it's very painful to go through, I wouldn't have wanted to trade it for anything less, because I am witnessing His Spirit at work. And and each of you who are praying and so hard, and also encouraging me in various ways, all I can say is that my playlist of worship music has grown, as well as Bible verses. Those things have grown. They truly help to lift and maintain my spirit in such a way that, I can continue to place my faith and confidence in the Lord. I just want to, just before I end off this message, I like to let everyone know, just not to worry so much for me. And instead, if you can just join me and let's all place our faith and trust in our absolute confidence in Jesus, who is in
total control of my situation. And I know that some of you are also going through different situations of your own. And let's all be praying, yeah? Let's all be praying and lifting up our different areas of need and pain, because Jesus truly understands. And through our praise and through our thanksgiving, no matter what happens, He is going to provide an amazing breakthrough for all of us. So so to all my friends and to all my family, I just want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for your support and your love. And I pray that God will bless each of you abundantly, and that you too will feel His immense love for you. Thank you.
That is why I just cannot stop praising God for what He has done and what He will continue to do. Who am I that this God cares so much for me? I want to know Him even more. I fill my days studying His Word, learning more about God's character, what He likes, dislikes, what makes Him happy or sad, what He values, what stirs His compassion and kindness. When I step outside of my home, I marvel at His infinite creativity. When I look at the plants, the animals, the sky, all creation sings His praises. I'll end this episode with this verse from Psalm 9, verse 1. I will praise you, Lord, with all my heart. I will tell of all the marvelous things you have done.
I hope you've been inspired by Mum's incredible journey. Please subscribe and share this podcast to people you know who will be encouraged by her story.